Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. On Sunday, Argus Leader sports writer Matt Zimmer tweeted, "My friends are on here complaining about the Vikings, and I'm over here like the Twins. Just won an all-time home run title and finished the season with 101 wins. Matt has pennant fever, and so do a lot of other Midwesterners after the Twins' record-setting season and trip to the playoffs when they begin a best of five series against the New York Yankees on Friday. Here to recap the season and set the scene is Matt Zimmer of the Sioux Falls Argus Leader. Welcome back, Matt. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. Thanks for having me.
I mean, who cares about the Vikings right now, right?
I certainly don't.
All right.
Well, maybe that's not entirely true, but when one team is going really good and the other one isn't so much, it's pretty easy to decide who to throw your time behind.
All right. Tell us, for those of us who have not been paying attention to the Vikings or the Twins and maybe are currently regretting it, tell us a little bit about this home run record. And it was the New York Yankees who held the single season home run record before. How did this unfold?
Well, there's been more homers hit in all of baseball this year than ever before.
Okay.
A bunch of teams actually broke through what was the record. But the funny thing is, the all-time record was set just last year. And now four more teams broke that record this year. The Twins ended up on top. They hit 307 home runs over the course of the whole season, the most any team has ever hit. And it's especially, surprising or entertaining for Twins fans, because the Twins kind of have a history of not really being a team that hits a lot of home runs. That's kind of common for the Yankees and some other franchises. But to see the Twins on top of that list, is a pretty big deal. I think 307 home runs, that's more than twice as many as they hit the last time they won the World Series. So it's just a departure for their usual way of doing things. And, you know, most baseball fans enjoy going to games or watching games on TV and knowing that they have a chance to see a few home runs. So, I mean, obviously what's made it a special season is that they've won games, you know, that they finished in first place, won the division, they're going to the playoffs and have a chance to play for a championship. That's great. And that's the part that really matters. But to see them do it the way they've done it, hitting these home runs and breaking all these records, has just kind of added to, I think you could say, the flair, the excitement level. Yeah. It's made them worth watching even on nights when they didn't win the game.
So what have they figured out that they didn't have figured out before? Is it the players that they have on the roster?
It's a combination of a couple different things. That's the big one. I mean, they, in the offseason, went out. They signed Nelson Cruz, who's ended up hitting 41 home runs to lead the team. They knew when they went and got him, he was a guy that hits a lot of home runs. They went outside Jonathan Scope, CJ Krohn. Those are guys who have a long history of hitting home runs. But then they got a lot of their own players to kind of change their hitting style and become different players. Max Kepler, Jorge Polanco, those are guys that hit more than twice as many home runs this year almost as they had in the past. And that's part of, again, going back to how this isn't just specific to the Twins. All teams throughout baseball have kind of started adjusting their swings and trying to, you hear a lot about the phrase that people throw out is launch angle. Teams are trying to change the angle of their swing so that they're hitting the ball up into the air to get more home runs. For years and years and years, most teams did the opposite, trying to hit the ball downwards to create backspin or hit line drives. Well, now everyone's saying, hey, go up there and swing for the fences. And for the Twins and a lot of other teams this year, it's paid off.
Yeah. For anybody who loves baseball, you've got a story of being in a stadium or watching a game when something magnificent happened. So for the fans, this season is just one of those things you're going to be telling people about. You're going to be talking about 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that you were part of somehow, if you're paying attention.
Yeah, I definitely think, regardless of what happens in the playoffs here, that, you know, start this week, I mean, they're playing the Yankees again, who have knocked them out of the playoffs, like, five times this decade. So I don't think Twins fans are necessarily really optimistic about that playoff series. But I think, kind of to what you're saying, no matter what happens in the playoffs, this is always going to be remembered as a very special, maybe the most memorable regular season that the Twins have ever had.
All right. So how are the Twins going into these playoffs? Any injuries? Are they healthy?
Not especially, no. They do have some injuries. Byron Buxton, their center fielder, has been one of their best players. He's not going to be available at all, but they have been playing without him for a long time. So they kind of have gotten a little bit used to knowing how to adjust to that. Max Kepler was his replacement in center field. He's been injured too. They think he's going to be ready, but is he going to be 100% healthy? People don't know. Marwin Gonzalez. There's just a lot of players that have been really banged up, and that's kind of been the one sort of bummer to this season. But they're about as healthy as they've been in the last month. So, you know, I think they're all kind of going into this thing saying, well, we set an all-time record for home runs in the regular season. Let's try to keep hitting home runs and hope that that can, you know, cover up some of the deficiencies that they have going into this thing.
And how did they play during the season against the Yankees? What do we know going in?
I believe the Yankees won the season series, as in they beat them more times than the Twins did. Okay. But what really scares everyone, I think, is what I alluded to earlier. The Yankees knocked the Twins out of the playoffs in 2003, 2004, 2009, 2010. And then I think just recently they played each other in the wild card game in, I think, 2017, and the Yankees won that game too. So they've kind of just been the Twins, you know, bugaboo when you get into the playoffs, no matter what has happened during the regular season. The Twins just haven't been able to beat them. And the Yankees are really good this year. They actually won a few more games than the Twins did and hit one fewer home run than the Twins did. So I don't think it's any stretch to say the Twins are underdogs in this series. But again, if they're able to do what they've done all year and just hit the ball over the fence a bunch of times, I think they're hoping that that will overcome whatever past history they have or whatever injuries they have or whatever you know, things the Yankees are going to do to try to beat them.
Whatever mojo the Yankees have. All right, there are a few of us who still appreciate, you know, a good pitching duel. I mean, home runs are good and all, but I've always kind of been into the pitchers. So talk a little bit about how are the Twins doing? Who's their ace? And how will that pitching staff match up against the Yankees?
Well, if you're a fan of pitchers' duels, this series probably isn't for you.
Yeah, well.
neither of these teams really have great pitching going into it. Jose Berríos and Jake Odorizzi are the Twins' top two pitchers. They'll probably pitch in Games 1 and Games 2. After that, it gets really dicey. Their bullpen has been pretty good lately, so that helps. And the Yankees are kind of in a similar situation. I don't even know who their Game 1 or Game 2 starters are going to be because they've also had so many injuries in their starting rotation, and it hasn't been very good anyway. But they also have really good relief pitching, a really good bullpen. So we'll see. I mean, I don't think either one of these teams feels really good about their pitching going into it. I think they're both taking the same approach. Let's go out there and try to hit a bunch of home runs and outscore the other team. And
how do you feel about that? Are you excited by that? I mean, do you like the shift to home runs? Because, you know, it's got to be somewhat philosophical debate as well.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, home runs are fun. Everyone loves seeing a guy up there and hit a 400-foot shot to win the game. But I'm with you. I can really appreciate a good pitcher's duel, too, especially just because, you know, those pitcher's duels are over in 2.5 hours. These games that are 13 to 11 end up lasting 4.5 hours and keep everybody up all night so they're tired at work the next day. So I would like to see a little bit of both. You know, it's always good to see a well-pitched, crisp game, and then sometimes it's fun to see one of those slugfests. But I think in this series, we're going to have a lot of 4.5-hour games with a lot of runs scored and a lot of pitching changes that keep us all up at night.
You have any idea what tickets are going for at Target Field?
I haven't even seen. I haven't.
All right, Matt Zimmer, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it.
You can read Matt's work at argusleader.com.